good morning. 7:24, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, let's do your, I almost said dumb vocabulary, but that's way too soon. Sports. Jesus cripes.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you, of course, as always, by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're watching all your favorite sports action.
That's right,
action.
Man.
Action.
Let's do some scores real quick. Utah Jazz, NBA last night. Jazz beating the Cavaliers, 126-113. Rockets losing to the Knicks there, man, 123-125. James Harden coming back a little bit, man. He's starting to make it rain again. He was down and out for a little bit. Trailblazers beating the Magic, 130-107. Let's just move on to your boys. The Bucks losing to the Heat. Listen to 89-105. It's the lowest scoring NBA game I have seen in a very long
time. Yeah, that's
long time.
Not very Buck-esque, if you will.
No.
For this season.
Mavericks losing to the Bulls. There you go. Chicago, 107-109. Pacers beating the Spurs, 116-111 there. Moving on to, we can do some baseball action. Yesterday, Cubs losing to the Angels, 9-4. Trying to get some more local scores here. That's basically it for MLB.
Does that work?
NHL hockey, Red Wings losing to the Avalanche, 2-1. Come on, Red Wings. You're right next to Canada. You're supposed to have all the greatest players in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hockey there. Over the weekend, I believe it was, Syracuse played. Brady was seen at Syracuse game with Julian Edelman, who doesn't have a beard, which took me like, I watched the video twice.
Looks different. You don't recognize him without the beard.
At all. It's weird. At all. Like the second time, I'm like, oh yeah, that's Julian Edelman. I can't really tell. Good looking dude, by the way. I without the beard, you know.
But you calm down there, Hunter.
Wow. It's not bad.
You're a married man.
Anyway, Edelman, the camera comes up to Edelman. He's like, he's coming back. Well, they're at Syracuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back. Tom's next to him just kind of smirking. And then they cut the audio for some reason. The audio cuts out, and then Tom lips something like, no, he's not. No, he's not. He says it twice. And they, like, ESPN, like, zoomed up to his face to, like, see what he actually said. And some people are speculating he said something else. And some people are saying, no, he's not. So who knows?
He's honestly
playing the game extremely well right now. And he's going to get paid no matter what he does. But honestly, I think he's going to end up with New England.
He's not coming back. He's done.
Brock thinks he's retiring.
He's done. He is.
Do you want a bet?
Dunzo. I think we have a bet going.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's up it.
$50.
$50?
Yeah, I think that's what we had.
$50?
And I said he's not coming back.
Will you fist bump that? $50?
It's a gentleman's agreement. We're talking $50.
I mean,
you still owe me a bunch of money because you've lost the last few bets. But $50.
Like what?
He's not coming back. He's done.
I beat you in the Wilder one, the Wilder fight. You owe me from that.
No, because we broke even on that one.
How?
Because I was right about that last bet I won.
Which is?
The vending machine one, whatever that was. So we're even.
Yeah, what was the vending machine?
I can't remember what it was. I know, we got to start tallying this down. Anyway, Brady's not coming back. That's your sports brought to you by
he's
Bud
Distributing. He's scared. Hey, Bud.